Supper, the Bible records clearly that Jesus broke bread, isn't it? He broke bread and he had what is called the Last Supper. He now told the disciples, he commanded them, do this in remembrance of me. Now, this is a particular verse that is repeated over and over in, you know, different churches in the world. Some people prefer to quote the scripture at the end of the month, you know, while they go forward to a pulpit to eat bread and all that kind of stuff. They eat bread, you know, while quoting the scripture saying that Jesus Christ said we should eat bread in what they think is communion. You see, but Jesus Christ had a deeper word he was passing over to us when he said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. That is a very, very symbolic, you know, gesture that Jesus had at the Last Supper. You see it? Because in reality, in the heavens, there is already a table that the Father has set for his sons. You see, where the sons come into fellowship with the Lord. And what that fellowship in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus does is actually to strengthen your inner man. It is actually there to cause you to remain undefiled in the Lord. You see, when he says, do this in remembrance of me, he's not saying this, do this in remembrance of Jesus in the sky. He's saying, do this in remembrance of the Christ within you. You see it? Do this in remembrance of the Christ within you. Do this in remembrance of your true form and your true state before this world was. Do this in remembrance of yourself, your spiritual body. You see it? Do this in remembrance of that man on the inside of you that has a Father who is God. See, do it in remembrance of that man on the inside of you who is one with the Father. It's very, very important because there are many, many distractions in this world today. There are many, many, many things that look like activities, but they are not activities. What you see in the world is just the activity of the dead. This is the dead do not know where they are coming from, where they are going, and what they are doing. You see it? What the people in this world do is just to build and build upon, you know, upon the sand. They are building, you know, sand castles by the beach side, you know. And somewhere along the line, the waves will come and just blow them away. You see it? Now, when Jesus Christ says, do this in remembrance of me, eat this bread, it talks about a continuity in the knowledge of the truth, which is the Christ within you. This is the focus of the gospel. This is the thing that Jesus Christ came to unveil here on earth. He came to unveil that man of God on the inside of you. That person created perfect. That person known of the Father. Because that man on the inside of you is the one who knows the Father. Nobody knows the Father except the Son. You see, except you discover that inner spiritual man, which is Christ on the inside of you, you can never discover the Father. You cannot know the Father. That's why Jesus Christ says, nobody cometh to the Father except through the Son. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody cometh to the Father except through the Son. See, people think that there's a sun somewhere in the sky, but I'm telling you today that what the Lord is saying, do this, you see, that sun on the inside of you, you have to discover him to discover your Father, the Father. You have to discover yourself to discover the Father. You see, and this thing comes by awakening. Do this in remembrance of the Lord. Constantly fellowshipping with the Lord. You see it? You fellowship with the Lord in your inner spiritual faculties, receiving the word of God. You see it? Not being carried away with this world. You see, don't let your family activities, distract you from the focus of the glory of the Lord within you. Don't let, you know, your business activities, don't let your activities in the office and whatever to distract you from that seed that is inside of you. You see, you have to carefully put aside those things that distract you so that you can focus and discover, you see, that man that is created pure and perfect. You see it? This is what Christ has come to, he has come to educate us about. So the bread of the kingdom, which is the angel's bread, which comes from heaven, which is the flesh of Jesus, is simply there to remind you or to cause you to awaken to that true form in which you are created. Because God created us perfect. God created us holy. God created us without a sin consciousness. All these things were things we picked up. You see, when we found ourselves in flesh and blood. But if you discover this mystery, if you can comprehend this mystery, if you can just understand this mystery, then you can begin to confess like Jesus that I go to the Father. Jesus Christ got a wind of this mystery of his true form, of his true glorious form. That's why I said I go to the Father. Each and every one of us has to make that same confession. But first of all, you must comprehend that man on the inside. Comprehend that one that is perfect. It's a spiritual being. It's not a man after the flesh. You see, the flesh does not exist. The flesh does not profit anything. See it? As long as you walk in the flesh, you cannot please the Lord. Forget it. You see, you just all have to discover that man of the Spirit. This is all the faith is all about. The struggle of the faith is to discover that man on the inside of you who is perfect, who is holy before the Lord, who is blameless before the Lord. You see, and the mystery is that when you discover the Lord, when you discover the Father, what happens? All things are possible. When you discover the Father, you enter into your rest. You see, that thing which provokes your fear, that thing which provokes your anxiety, you see it, and your tribulation is simply that, you know, sense of abandonment, that you are alone. That sense of being far away and far away from the living God is what has provoked your anguish of soul. But when you discover the Lord, you see, everything becomes beautiful again. You see, the sunshine of your life begins to shine again. Amen? So our struggle as Christians is to keep ourselves. You see, don't let lukewarmness set in. See it? You have to always keep the flame burning, keep the fire burning. Let there be a continuous stirring up of the Spirit of God. You see it? Some people receive this message, understand this message. You see, but somewhere along the line, they sleep. You see, and when you sleep, it only gives rise to the man of the flesh, which is the false man, to strengthen his position in your life. And you only sleep down further and further into sorrow. Isn't it? So it's always good to remain firm. Continue on in the word continuity. You see it? It has to be what they call continuity. That's why Paul writes his letters, he always says, if indeed you continue, you have to continue in the things that you have heard. There has to be a progress in the things of the Spirit. There has to be a progress into knowing the Lord. Amen? Amen. Don't let the distractions, your family quarrels, your marital quarrels, your all those things of this world, you know, the fight for inheritance, you know, fight, you know, to gain something, and all these things that we see in the world, don't let them obscure your view of the truth. Don't let them obscure your view of this pearl of great price, of this glory that the Lord wants to unveil now. Amen. We have examples in the Bible. Remember Moses? Moses is an example of those who discover their true form. You see, Moses was all alone in Egypt, a prince among the people. You see, but he had to be separated. He had to go on that 40 years journey into the heart of God. You see, but when Moses discovered the burning bush all alone, what he actually discovered was the Father. When Moses appeared and returned to Egypt, what you are seeing is the shadow of what? Of the Son of Man. What you are seeing was the shadow of the Son of God. What you are seeing was the shadow of the Christ, who now came with the Father at his right hand. You see it? He was now walking out from the supernatural. He was now walking, you know, in a different dimension. It wasn't the same Moses that was born in the palace of Egypt 80 years before. What we are seeing was a new man, a resurrected Moses, who had been integrated with the I am that I am. You see, it was no more Moses speaking. When Moses spoke before Pharaoh, it was who speaking? It was the Lord speaking, saying, "Let my people go." Hallelujah. Moses had died. That old Moses had died. What you are seeing was a resurrected Moses. You see, a Moses after the Spirit. See, they are talking of shadows here. Amen. He picked up the rod of authority. If you remember that serpent that crawled on the ground, talks about the serpentine nature of man. You see it? That talks of the carnal nature of man that crawls on the floor. You know, men are serpents. Men are devils. Open your spiritual eyes and look at men. Even you yourself, in your humanity, you are nothing but what? A serpent. A calculating serpent, cunning serpent. Cunning how to survive, you know, how to con people. Being deceived and deceiving people. Lying. You see, that double-tongued nature, lying. You see, but Moses overcame that nature. That is why he symbolically lifted up the serpent and it turned into a rod of authority. Brethren, when you are lifted up from the ground, when you are lifted up from the earth, what we see is the Son of Man coming with great glory and authority. So bear it in mind. Understand what the Lord is saying. That we have to be able to concentrate. Leave aside, you know, the activities, or rather the seemingly activities, things that look as though they are, but they are not. Jesus Christ called them what? The deceitfulness of riches and the cares of life. The deceitfulness of riches, they look as if they are, but they are not. Have you watched the cartoons? Or have you heard of what they call mirages? That is, when you walk in the desert, you could, at times when you're far away, you could hallucinate and think that probably you are seeing streams of water somewhere. And when you rush there to get into the stream of water, there's nothing. You see, it's imaginary. The things that you think are in this world, they are not. You see, the situation in this world at times can look like a Garden of Eden. It can look like it's like something that will abide forever. You see, but it's deceitfulness. You see, it does not exist. These things that you see in the natural are only temporal. They are only there to speak about the invisible, to speak about God, to reveal God. They have no other value. So the cares of life and the deceitfulness of riches should not choke the revelation of the glory of the Lord on the inside of you. Don't let it choke you. So if you have heard this message of God's kingdom, and you know, you've heard the message of the kingdom within, of the glory within, and you know, you've been swept away by your family cares. You've been swept away, you know, by how to gain, how to make money, and how to protect your money. You've been swept away with fights in the world. But let us be firm. Be firm in the spirit. You see it? And recognize that man on the inside of us. That man that has been before this material world was. He's a spiritual man. He's not male or female. Amen? Amen. He's not Jew or Greek or, you know, or white or black or whatever. This is a man of the spirit, created perfect. A man who cannot sin. Who is blameless forever before God. He stands blameless. Amen. Hallelujah. And the hope of every child of God is to discover this man. The hope of every child of God is to walk as this man. You see it? And when you discover this man, you reign, rule, and you know, over all the creation of God with great authority and great power. Hallelujah. We are part of that company that will manifest that glory of God. Amen. Yeah, amen. Yes. Now, John wrote something. John, the disciple, like we know, was very close to Jesus, and he had a very deep insight into the things of deity. He had a very deep insight into the workings and the mystery of godliness. You see, and he made something, he made a statement here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not appear yet, or rather, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, every man that has this hope in him does what? Purifieth himself as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin transgresses against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. Oh, hallelujah. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful scripture here. You see, people refuse to read these scriptures here. What people prefer to read is the earlier verses in 1 John that say, anybody that says he's not a sinner, maketh him a liar. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. You see, mere mortal man, rather man, thinks that it is humility to call himself a sinner. You see it? I remember I met some brethren here in Italy, and whenever I preach the message on the kingdom, and whenever I try to convince them that on the inside of them there is a man of holiness, on the inside of them there is a man that was created perfect in God, there is a man that is complete, who cannot sin on the inside of them, who is holy, who is a saint. You see, some of them look at it as spiritual pride. You see it? And I tell them that, look, it is not spiritual pride. You see, I'm only glorifying the Father by revealing what how the Father truly made me. Because the Father never created me a sinner. God did not create me a sinner. You see, it is my conformation into flesh and blood that has made me to think I'm a sinner. But when I was created by God, when God formed me in the back of the earth, when I was, you know, came forth from the womb of God as a son of God, I was never a sinner. And God does not see me as a sinner. Even to this very day, God does not see me as a sinner. You see, it's my mind that tells me I am a sinner. Isn't that what God asked Moses, Adam, who told you you are naked? Isn't it? God asked Adam, who told you you are naked? That's the Father telling Adam, Adam, I see you perfect. Adam, I created you perfect. Who told you that you are naked? Who told you you are a sinner? You see it? It's your systems of men. It's your systems of religion. It's this system here of this world that feels far away from God, and they look at it as an abomination to call yourself perfect. You see, but God created us perfect. You see, now the issue that most of us have felt that we are seeing as over the years. Most of us have felt a kind of gap in our mind. We felt inside of us that somehow there is a kind of gap between us and God, that we are seen as unworthy. And for this reason, some people have not found joy. For this reason, some people have not been able to find peace. For this reason, things have not worked out for some people. See, some people have lived a life of hopelessness, a life in fear, in torment, all alone. It's simply because they have forgotten, or rather they've lost a knowledge of their true selves to this dark age. You see, but there's a hope as the revelation comes. Like John says here, he that has his hope purified himself as he's pure. He that has his hope purified himself as he is pure. You see, he that has this hope purified himself as he is pure. Now, for you to have this hope, you must first of all have this revelation from the Father of yourself, of the Christ within you. Then now you, that has to stand as your bedrock. You see it? Upon this rock I will build my church. And now you must stand on this hope and confess this hope to the end. This is the faith that we have. He that has this hope purified himself as he is pure. You see it? Because when he appears, we shall be like him. Now, listen to me. Where does God appear from? Where does Christ appear from? Amen. He appears from the inside of you. That is the Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Christ that is the hope of glory for the world and for yourself is not the Christ, is not Christ in the sky that will appear after a trumpet. You see, it is the coming forth, it is the unveiling, it is the bringing forth, it is the birthing of the Son of God that is on the inside of you. That is coming of Christ. You see, but he comes as we purify ourselves, even as he is pure. You see it? If we are to discover ourselves as that man that does not sin, he does not sin, he cannot sin. If we are to discover ourselves in him that cannot sin, we have to purify ourselves. We have to keep this hope, not being taken away and carried away with the vanities of this world. Let us not be carried away, you know, with the foolishness of men. Let us hold firm to that which we have heard from the beginning, that which the Father has revealed to us. And let us confess this hope to the very end. Amen. When he shall appear, we shall be like him. Because we are him. You see it? We are him. This is what he has come to reveal to us. He was made manifest to take away our sin. He takes away our sin by bringing forth the treasure within you. By revealing the truth. The truth, the way the Father formed you. The truth about your true nature of spirituality. That you are spiritual beings created in the immortal and incorruptible nature of God the Father. You see it? And he that has this hope purifies himself. Your purification comes by your confirmation back to that spiritual image that is before the foundation of the world. 1 John chapter 5, John, this same John here, the apostle says that he has come to teach us, to give us intelligence, to give us understanding on him that is true, and that we are in him that is true, who is the only God, the only true God and eternal life. Amen. Him that is true is Christ, is the Son of God. And we all are part of that body. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of the Christ on the inside of you. Don't be carried away with the vanities on the outside. You see, hallelujah. That man cannot sin. Our sin is taken away from us as we discover ourselves back in that true, holy, spiritual nature. He's a spiritual man. He's a man of the spirit. He's not a man of the flesh. That man on the inside of you was not born yesterday. Was not born 40 years ago. Was not born somewhere in a manger or wherever. That man has been from the beginning with the Father. Like Melchizedek, he stands without father and mother. He is that he is. Before Abraham was, that man is. But we have to discover him. Amen. This is the work of the saints. He that has this hope purifies himself as he is pure. We purify ourselves simply by conforming ourselves back to that spiritual man on the inside of us. We have to speak the spiritual language. We now have to see with the spiritual eyes. The way of the flesh has to cease. We have to fight. This is a battle. We have to be strengthened in our fight to obtain that man of the spirit who is one with the will of God. Amen. We purify ourselves by ascending up. Ascending. Remember when Jesus Christ ascended up the mountain? He ascended up the mountain to transfigure. It's transfiguration before the disciples. You see it? When he ascended and got up there, what did they see? They saw a pure light body. Isn't it? When he transfigured, he became like light, pure, sparkling, brilliant, glorious, encompassed by clouds, the host of heaven. And a voice from heaven said what? This is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. You see it? You heard the voice of the Father. Because when you ascend up God's spiritual mountain, when you discover that spiritual man on the inside of you, then you hear that voice saying, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. But you cannot hear that voice while you are here on the earth. You see it? That ascension is a pattern that each and every one of us has to follow. Don't forget that that mountain is a shadow of what? Mount Zion. Spiritually speaking, we have to take that journey. 3 days journey. Which talks of resurrection. 3 days talks of resurrection. We have to take that 3 day journey up the mountain and transfigure. It is when we go up the mountain, when we move up spiritually, that we can now discover that we are him. You see it? That same glorious light body that the disciples saw upon that mountain is on the inside of you. It's on the inside of that man out there. It's on the inside of that drug addict out there. It's on the inside of anybody who can stir up himself to discover this mystery. And when you stand up there upon that mountain, in that day you shall know that you are what? You are one with the Father. Amen. See, that was the realm Jesus Christ operated from. That's why he could do many things. He could do. He operated from that realm. You see it? The disciples only saw it physically, but in actual fact, Jesus Christ spiritually was walking on that what? In that realm. There are several times during the ministry when he heard that voice, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." So, meaning that Jesus Christ was always upon a mountain, spiritually speaking. He was walking in that true purity of the Son of God, holy and perfect before God. You see it? And that's why the Father always confessed, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." Amen? That is why Jesus Christ could do those works he did. Because the Father was what? In him. He was one with the Father. He discovered himself as a son. He walked as the son. And this is a pattern that every child must follow. See it? Everybody must awake and make this ascension. Our purification does not come by your religion. It does not come by clapping hands and hugging brethren in churches. See, it does not come by paying tithes. You see it? It does not come by praying 24 hours or quoting scriptures or denying yourself food. You see it? Your true purification comes by your conformation. That is your changing from your flesh, earthly nature, to that which is heavenly. There has to be a shift from your pattern of thinking. There has to be a shift from the way you walk. You have to now begin to walk as he walked. You now have to begin to see things as he sees things. You see, it's a purely spiritual walk. Walking according to the Spirit. Recognizing people according to the Spirit. You see it? You hate people. You have problems with people. Because you do not recognize them according to the Spirit. You see it? If you recognize people according to the Spirit, the way they are, known of the Father, you will never hate anybody anymore. See, because you recognize the true form of that person, the way he is known of the Father. So you can only recognize the Christ within people and begin to love people. When you walk in the Spirit, you only see the Father and the Son. You do not see, there's no other thing apart these two. He that has this hope purified himself. You see, you purify yourself by begin to speak according to that man on the inside. That's why Paul says that those that walk in the Spirit will not fulfill the flesh of the desires of the flesh. He also says that if you sow to the Spirit, you shall reap eternal life. The Spirit is the man on the inside of you. The Spirit is the man of perfection on the inside of you. You sow to the man of the Spirit by walking according to the man of the Spirit. No more walking according to the man of the flesh. That beast, that tiger or lion, after the flesh or the serpent. But you now walk according to that man that is pure. That man that is perfect. That man that is one with God. Confessing him, Paul says that let no corrupt words come out of your mind, but speak according to the new man who is created perfect and holy by God. There is a man on the inside of you, created perfect and what? Holy by God. Is it? And the essence of the faith is to fish him out, to get back into that consciousness, to get back into that union with that man on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is all the faith is all about. When you discover him, you discover the Father. Amen. And those of you who have not known health, or who have not known peace, or who have not known prosperity, will begin to know peace and joy once more. Your wilderness places will be turned to what? To gardens. Amen. Where there shall be found singing and, you know, joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything that you've suffered in your humanity will be healed. in a moment when you discover the Father. See? So let us be encouraged. Amen. Let us be encouraged. Let us ascend spiritually like Jesus ascended. Our purification comes by our ascension. You see, we have to ascend by the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. See, occupy yourself with the things, with the activities of the Spirit. See, don't be carried away with the activities of this world. Amen. But somebody said, what of my family? How will I take? Look, you leave that your family in the hands of God. Amen. Leave your family in the hands of God. You see, the family, your family and all that, they are all, this is, they are all creations of God. They too are sons. They too have their own, you know, relation with the Father. Can't you understand that if you discover the Father, they are better off that way? Their healing and everything that you seek comes, will be given to them when you discover yourself in the Father. So let us never think that way, that, you know, probably what will happen to my family, you know, what will happen to my business. Amen. Or are you trying to say that God cannot supply according to your needs in glory? Or are you trying to say that it is by your own strength that you acquired your riches and your wealth? See it? You can get to a place in the Spirit where wealth and riches will chase you, will pursue you. You see it? And like Jesus did, you will run away from them. Amen?
Amen.
So let us hold on to the Father. It is more precious. Let us hold on to that hope. It is more precious than silver and gold. It is more precious than diamonds, rubies. Amen. Amen. And all these things that men occupy themselves with. Hallelujah. Let us ascend, purifying ourselves, having this hope and assurance within us. The hope beyond the veil. The hope beyond the veil is the glory of the Father. Is the Father, because when we go beyond the veil, where our front runner has gone, Jesus, we discover ourselves one again with the Father. Oh, labor sandaraba, Father, let the yokes be broken out there right now. Those who hear this message, let the yokes of unbelief be broken in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the yokes of unbelief be broken in the name of Jesus. I command a lifting of every lukewarmness in the people here right now.
Amen.
Let the scales fall off their eyes right now.
Hallelujah.
Let them receive the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Receive the word that is able to save your soul.
Amen.
And ascend, awake.
Amen.
Awake from the dead.
Amen.
And arise and, you know, go set your feet upon the mountain of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, as we are praying, breaking the bricks to be broken, in the vision I saw those bricks, you know, just cracked from the top to the bottom. Amen.
You see it? Bricks being broken. Every heart of stone and everything, every lukewarmness in the people of God, I command them to be broken right now. In pieces right now.
Amen.
And let the sons of God comfort right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.